In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So in our epistle passage that Sarah read for us today, we're treated to one of the more important summary sentences in all of the Apostle Paul's writings. He says, "We know," and by "we" here, he means law-abiding Jewish Christian believers, the law-abiding Jewish Christians. "We law-abiding Jewish Christians know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." And justified here means set right with God, made righteous by God, reconciled to God. We are not set right. We are not reconciled to God by works of the law, but rather by faith in Jesus Christ. Half of Paul's epistles, it seems, focus on this theme, that it's not obeying the religious law that sets us right, but what's inside, our faith in Jesus Christ. And this raises a very important distinction in what it means to be an Orthodox Christian, to live the Orthodox Christian life. Orthodox Christianity is a faith-driven life. It is a principle-driven life. We have thousands, if you count them up, thousands of rules in Orthodox Christianity. And none of them, except maybe two, none of the rest are going to get you into the kingdom of heaven in and of themselves. The rules, the canons, the laws of the church will not get you into the kingdom of heaven in and of themselves. Now, this doesn't mean that religious law is bad, by no means. It just means that alone, it's not enough. It's not enough. Let me give an example. A car's driving down a narrow road. Okay, the driver, for whatever reason, is distracted. He crosses the double yellow line, hits a parked car on the opposite side, comes back into his own lane, and stops with a bunch of steam drifting up out of from under the hood and a flat front tire. First few people check on the driver. Someone calls 911. Soon cars behind this disabled vehicle start taking turns going around the wreckage and going on their way. Eventually, a police officer shows up. Among other things, she gives the distracted driver a ticket for crossing the double yellow line. And rightfully so. That's against the law. Now, the interesting part is that a whole line of cars behind them are taking turns also crossing the very same double yellow line to go around the wreckage, and not one of them is getting a ticket, even though they're breaking the very same law in the very same location. You've got dozens of people breaking the same law right in front of the police officer, and she only gave a ticket to the first guy, and she didn't even see him do it. She only saw the aftermath. And the funny thing is, this injustice doesn't bother any one of us in the slightest. Now, why is that? Why is that? It's because we are a principle-driven people, not a law-driven people. Now, we know the law is good. You know, for Paul, the antidote to law is not lawlessness. The antidote to law is faith. We know that the law is good. In this case, it's good to have law. Don't cross the double yellow line. But that's only because we believe in the principles behind it: safety, life, order, those kinds of things. A law can't foresee all possibilities, which is why we have no problem with dozens of drivers crossing the double yellow line, but only the first guy getting the ticket. The principle is greater here than the law. Okay, that applies to traffic law, but what about religious law? What about God's law? Well, let's take a look at a couple. Let's take "do not lie," for example. Do not lie. It's God's law found in both the Old and New Testaments. Our God is a God of truth. Jesus himself said, what? "I am the way, the truth, and the life." To follow Jesus, to follow Christ, is to believe in truth. So God gave us the law, "do not lie." Yet when Pharaoh ordered all the Jewish baby boys to be killed at birth, the midwives lie to Pharaoh, telling him they couldn't get to the moms on time, and by the time they arrived, the baby boys were hidden. How does God handle the lies of these midwives? It says in Exodus, God dealt well with them. God dealt well with them and rewarded their households. The midwives broke God's law by lying, and God rewards them, and it doesn't bother any of us in the slightest. Because even though truth is sacred to us, love and life are greater principles in this particular situation. And we put our faith in God, and we put our faith in the God of love and life. Here's another one. There's a canon of the church that decrees that we never miss liturgy more than 3 Sundays in a row from the 6th Ecumenical Council. But during the pandemic, the faithful are missing liturgy all the time. I'm sure there are people watching at home who intentionally stayed home today. The church not only understands that, in some places, in certain situations, the church is currently requiring that. Why is that? It's because the principle of life, of loving our neighbor, compels us to stagger and even suspend our attending liturgy. And we put our faith in that God of love and life. Now, speaking of the canons or the rules of the church, like I said, there are quite literally thousands of canons written to regulate the ins and outs of Orthodox church life. An interesting thing I find is, not only now, not only here in the 21st century, but throughout the centuries, peasants and farmers of Russia, of Ukraine, of Romania, of Greece, most believers probably couldn't even name 5 of them, let alone all, you know, multiple thousand. Yet in spite of that, the church has sailed through the centuries, bringing people to the Lord of life unhindered. How is it possible if we don't even know our own rules? It's because we are a principle-driven people. It's because when principles are inside us, law becomes second nature. It's because we know that we are not justified. We are not set right with God but by works of the law, but by that faith in Jesus Christ, that the antidote to law is not lawlessness, that the antidote to law is faith. We follow religious law as an expression of trust, as an expression of that faith, as a submission to the wisdom of God, as an application of divine principles. You know, this is where St. Paul's leading us. It is love. It is faith. It's the complete giving over of the self to the one who is truth and life and love. You know, the law can't save you, not because it's bad. The law can't save you because it's too small. It's a much greater thing. It's a much more demanding thing. It's a much more complete thing to put your whole faith and your whole life in the hands of Jesus Christ than to simply obey laws. Finally, I mentioned that there may be 2 laws that maybe could get you into the kingdom of heaven. And those 2 would be love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And a second one like it, love your neighbor as yourself. How is it that these 2 are different? Well, the wonderful thing about these 2 laws is that they in themselves are telling us that there is something greater than themselves, that there's something greater than law, which is love, which is this immersion of our faith and our life, our whole being, into the God of love and life. They are laws that prove that the law itself is inadequate. They are laws that prove the Apostle Paul correct when he tells us, we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.